Some people living on Native American reservations want to change the stereotype of their homes. Those reservations are known as some of the poorest places in America. Lakota high school students on South Dakota's Rosebud Sioux Reservation want you to see more than that. Jim Kent reports.
A group of Lakota students reached the breaking point over stereotypes about life on the res. It came after seeing a report on ABC's 2020 News magazine they felt focused too much on the poverty, alcoholism, and violence of the nearby Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And it resulted in a class project they hope counters the image of what people think of them.
I know what you probably think of us.
But we're here because we want you to know.
We're more than that.
We're more than that.
We're more than that.
We have so much more than poverty.
Filmed in black and white, the student-produced video More Than That takes the viewer through the hallways, classrooms, and gymnasium of the Rosebud Sioux Reservation's County High School. Using their bodies as signposts, the students explain they're more than stock images of poverty, alcoholism, and violence. With words drawn on their hands, arms, and faces, they share the traits that describe who they really are. Humor, intelligence, creativity, the list goes on. The point the students are trying to make, says English teacher Heather Hansen, is that they're not victims.
Oh, poor Native American kids, when reality, it's just life here for some of them. And it's not life here like that for all of them.
And for those whose lives are like that, says Hansen, the last thing they want or need is sympathy.
When that's what you know, I don't need your sympathy. I just need you to say, well, okay, so you came from that, now what?
Hansen and video production teacher Kim Boss helped their students produce More Than That. Neither woman is Native American.
What you're going to be doing is, at the end of this week, you'll start making your own blog.
During a break from their classes, a few of the students in the video say their goal was to tell the world the truth about life on the res, be it Rosebud or any of the other reservations in South Dakota.
We're all trying to, like, go to high school, finish college, and live our lives, just like everyone else.
Who are they to say what we are when they don't even know us? Everyone has problems, you know. That's why a lot of people are the way you are, because of your life situations. But, you know, you got to see the better side, because everyone has a good side.
Bailey DeNoyer and Feather Ray Colomb are among the Lakota students in the video. More Than That has received 46,000 views since it was posted on YouTube last December. Teacher Kim Boss says the kids are walking a bit taller as a result of the response their work is getting.
I think they've started to realize that, like, their voice in this world will matter. It will, that people will listen to you, but you got to be saying something worth listening to.
The National Association of Federally Impacted Schools feels the students have something to say. The nonprofit has invited the Lakota students to Washington, D.C. to attend the group's winter conference today. They'll also be lobbying South Dakota's congressional representatives to explain that, as Lakota, they are more than that. For NPR News, I'm Jim Kent in Hot Springs, South Dakota.